That was it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And his partner was named Pfluger, P-F-L-U-E-G-E-R, John Pfluger. Do you remember him at all?
I don't know him. Yeah. I just know this. You know, he was old.
Heller?
Yeah.
Pretty good man?
Yeah, he said he was from Trabzon, Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife is a Mexican.
Oh, he married a Mexican?
Yeah, yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. He just died, he died.
Not bad, but I don't know how many years ago.
About in the 40s, I think.
I think he left some money for his wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I heard it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people there in the bear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Nothing there now, though.
Mm-hmm. Nobody, yeah.
No,
I think one guy rants, he said, I don't know where, but I don't know who.
It's a ghost town now. Mm-hmm. Did you used to go there to trade?
I was nine by that time.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was trade with the seller.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He don't take away nothing.
He's a pretty good man.
Huh? Yeah, he just bring what they want. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Heller owned a lot of land, didn't he, and cows and sheep? Or
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Made a lot of money.
I think he left about 7,000, I don't know how many he left to the kids, for the kids, the money. I think he made a lot of money, I think.
Did he?
Because I know he come around, he was the only trader that by that time. People trade with him from here to Pueblo, that's what I heard.
Well, they come from all around then to go to Cabazon and trade. Yeah.
He had a little, you know.
What about the traders and counselor? Did you know any of those?
Somebody said, I know I'm talking to one guy, he said, he was saying that this man over here, Morse, they fight with the people there, and I think they reporting them.
Well,
they had to move up.
What was his name? Do you remember?
I don't know.
I don't know what his name.
He was a trader there. Yeah. No, I think they're getting along all right. We used to have a trader over here at Levantana, you know, down the highway.
Yeah, that's a ghost town too, huh? Yeah, I see it. It's right by the road.
Only bar now. This guy, he said he willing to make store there.
Oh?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But I know he was over there just, used to be a man just, you know, this other side of the old house right there. I know this man was he used to trade over here at he traded over here at Tiniana. Then he went over there, he talks number four too.
Oh?
Yeah.
And he was the trader over it.
Yeah. They have people from here trade with him.
At La Ventana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot his name.
I think I've heard the name, but I can't think of it now.
His wife left him already. I don't know where he went. Maybe he took the money. I don't know what happened.
She left and he took the money. That's the way, huh?
I know this guy told me that he got a sister at Farmington. I think he's over there now. I think his sister's over there, yeah. Sister and his brother-in-law. And I think he's got another store there.
In Farmington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he told me one time.
Yeah.
Last time I seen him was over there, but he has a bar right here and he got a store that way.
Yeah.
This bar belonged to Joe, friend of his son Louis.
St. Louis,
yeah. Mexican.
Did people trade in Gallup too? That's far away though. I suppose they went to Gallup a lot to trade though anyway, didn't they?
You know, long time ago, I know it, we were living at Pueblo Pintada. And a lot of people, Navajo people, they had to bring flowers and coffee for trading trader. No car, nothing.
Really?
Just a wagon.
Wagon and horses. Horses and wagon.
A lot of horses, you had to hitch. Mule and all that. I know that I was still going to school at one point. They bring stuff for them.
It's a long way,
Yeah.
Long way to go.
Yeah, to sleep overnight someplace. maybe 3 days, no?
Sure, long trip.
I know I was in Gallup, you know, that we just hang around there. I know a lot of places they trade right there. They're a good trader too. They talk Navajo, but you know, I see some colored people too. They, you know, the all they want is buy wine for Indian.
Yeah.
Make money too.
Make. This Heller over at Cabezon, they had a nickname for him. They tell me, I don't know if this is true or not, the Navajos had a nickname for him. They called him Gold Tooth. You ever heard that story?
Yeah.
How do you say
that? Peshpawoy.
How do you say it again?
Peshpawoy.
Peshpawoy, yeah.
Yeah, he got the teeth. I don't know how. He must have had some money, you know.
I think so, yeah.
You know, I heard it, maybe you have heard it. You know, the people, just like in Germany, if somebody get killed or something, they take all the gold teeth out and put it.
Save them, use them.
Hair too. I don't know what they use for hair.
They make rope out of hair, huh?
I don't know.
Where's now another place where they probably did trading was Seven Lakes. Huh? Do you know? Did you ever go to Seven Lakes? Isn't that down by? It's down by.
I just know there used to be some Navajo people living there. Yeah. That place, I never heard it. I know. White Horse, 20 miles east of that place, Seven Lakes. I know there was a trader too. They called this. He was a woman, Mrs. Cup, they call her.
Cup?
Bob Cuts, something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. A man, maybe his name, but he was a tall man, but...
Her name is what now?
Bob.
Bob?
Bob, yeah, something
Bob?
Like
B-O-P? Or?
In Navajo, they call him Astayaja, small woman.
Small woman.
Somebody told me he's been there a long time. He's a good trader, but he became millionaire, that's what I heard.
Oh?
California.
Missionary?
Millionary.
Oh!
Get
right.
rich. I don't know how I get to
Good. Didn't, not enough money trading, huh?
Yeah.
What'd they use to pay the Indians with? I mean, did they just trade, or did they give them any money in the old days, too? Or
no, they let them trade, and then they give them some kind of money, you know. Light money.
Wasn't real money though. It was like they call just it like, tokens or
just like that, you know.
Yeah.
One thing, $1 right here. Some of them 50 cents, 10, 20, 30, like that.
But this token then was only good there.
Yeah.
You couldn't spend anywhere else.
No. The same way with that store at White Horse too. They're all the same. Oh, here Star Lake. They used to have a store at Star Lake too.
Star Lake.
Yeah. This man's name, Bob Smith.
Bob Smith?
Yeah. He talked Navajo too.
Is this a long time ago? Or?
Long time ago, They used to have a store right there, and they call him Big Ear.
They call him Big Ear. He pretty good trader?
Good man, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, he could talk Navajo. That helps, doesn't it? Trader has to talk Navajo, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No,
just like these two over here, trading post. It's Winston and Morse, no?
At Torreon?
I wonder why Morse got two airplanes.
He does?
That's what I heard. His plane's over there now.
I've seen one over there right in front of the Torreon post. I didn't know it was his. It's his airplane. Eh?
Yeah.
Got rich here.
Yeah.
Well, he has another post, doesn't he? I mean,
Tiniana and...
Tiniano.
Pueblo Alto.
In Pueblo Alto, yeah, so he has three posts.
Somebody told me he's got another one at Farmington.
So
you see, I think, I don't think he owned that thing because maybe he's got one man, I think, the boss, no? Maybe he's the one that, maybe he just worked, no?
Just works for him. Could be.
Making money off
Could be. Well, in the old days, what did the trader have? I mean, he had food, he had clothes, he had everything in there, in the trading post.
Yeah, they got coffee, everything, flour.
Clothes.
By that time, everything was kind of cheap. Not enough money. when you get something, get a job, maybe they let you have 50 cents a day, that's all.
Yeah.
By that time.
That was enough money then, though, no? Or
no,
not enough back then,
no? No, that's the way we was working, mm-hmm. 50 cents a day.
Not too much money.
All mm-hmm. day, yeah. Even mm-hmm. herding the sheep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't buy much. No.
No.
Mm-hmm. But,
People scared every time, too, mm-hmm. by that time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't... You know, I heard it. I was asking somebody, you know, the Hokan was, they don't used to be like that. They used to logs.
Oh, the old Hogans, the logs mm-hmm. came up to a point in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. Then no door, too.
No door.
They just only put whatever they want for the door.
Mm-hmm. Just have a hole.
Open and put the blanket right there.
In front, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you call it, though.
Why did they start making them out of stone then?
I don't know how they...
They just... Just changed, huh?
Changed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we heard it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're stronger this way, though. Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be warmer, too.
Yeah.
Warmer in the winter.
I don't know why they put cement floor too cold. In the winter, no?
Is there one in that Hogan?
No,
oh.
We got one in there.
Oh, in your house?
Yeah. I don't know why they put... I think the stone is pretty good, no?
Yep.
I don't know about Dobie.
Dobie's good insulation, isn't it?
I don't know.
Don't they?
All those Mexican they got theirs,
mm-hmm.
no?
Mm-hmm.
How about on Hamish, they got...
Adobe. Adobe. Mm. Mm-hmm. But, it's...
They got their light, too?
Lights? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they do or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do. I think they do.
The government pay that or what?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Government put it in.
How about the... Where they taken for the... When somebody die?
They just bury them there, I think.
In the place, or...?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Out somewhere.
Maybe a church, huh?
Probably. Mm-hmm. So they got a church in each pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably do it that way. Mm-hmm. He used to trade with Hamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Navajos.
Somebody told me yesterday that there's some Hamas over here. Yes. Over here, Chattahoochee.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They live over here, or they...
No, they just trading.
They come over to trade.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They want meat, that's what they want.
That's what they're after, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What about Taos? Did you trade with Taos, used to, or?
No, I never...
Really?
I never seen it. Mm-hmm. I just see it in town, that's all.
Yeah.
I don't know, then. Maybe when they dance, maybe they come around.
Yeah. Well, I heard that the Navajo used to fight with the Taos people. Do you know about that? Or
no.
Just had a war with them once. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Could be.
They're usually, those hymns, they usually, they dance for rain.
Rain dance?
Yeah. I don't know how they do it. I've never seen it.
Mm.
Just once, you know, one time I was at the... Hamas, I mean Zia was different.
Zia,
They dance just like the deer dance, they call it too.
Mm-hmm.
See, they got bear, they got bear skin, everything they have out there.
Yeah.
And they dance.
Good dance, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did Navajo have a rain dance?
No.
They don't do a rain dance.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. But, What did, I want to ask you something else now. Where did the Navajo get their sheep and their horses a long time ago? They always have them?
No, the government, I think.
The government?
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think down at Fort Sumner.
Mm-hmm.
I think they